Jennings vs. Jennings is the sad but juicy tale of a divorcing couple. Mr. Jennings admits to his wife that he is in love with another woman that he has been emailing. Distraught, Mrs. Jennings confides in her daughter-in-law. The sympathetic daughter-in-law correctly guesses the security questions for Mr. Jennings' personal Yahoo email account. She then prints out the emails and hands them over to her mother-in-law and others. Mr. Jennings brought action against this invasion of his privacy in a controversy that made it to the South Carolina Supreme Court. In this dispute, the court considered whether the defendants were civilly liable under the 1986 Federal Stored Communications Act, or the SCA. The court agreed that the SCA did not protect Mr. Jennings' emails, but the justices differed sharply in their interpretation of the SCA. The case turned on interpreting the term electronic storage. The SCA would only protect Mr. Jennings' emails if they were in electronic storage. The SCA defines electronic storage as temporary and intermediate storage and any storage for purposes of backup protection. One way to look at these two definitions is to separate them into two different time frames. Temporary storage applies to unread emails that are being stored prior to delivery, and backup storage applies to emails that have been read and subsequently stored. The opposing view, however, would understand both definitions to apply to unread emails. Temporary storage would have the same meaning, but backup storage would refer to any backups a service provider made of the unread email during this intermediate period. Under this view, the backup storage definition is intended to prevent email hackers from working around the prohibition by accessing the backups of the unread email rather than the unread email itself. The lead opinion went with the first interpretation that the definitions referred to read and unread email. However, to be a backup, the user must actively copy her email, not merely leave it undeleted. The opposing justices understood the statute to apply only to unread email. The Jennings case is consistent with recent developments in the case law. In an earlier case, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, based in the West Coast, agreed that electronic storage applied to both read and unread email. Locally, the District Court for the Central District of Illinois considered the Ninth Circuit's reasoning, but concluded that if the Ninth Circuit's reasoning applies, storage of Hotmail email on Microsoft servers was not for backup purposes and was not held in electronic storage if the Hotmail user did not take extra steps to download permanent copies of the email to his computer. The real problem is that the SCA was passed in 1986 and addresses email technology as it existed then. Lawmakers in 1986 conceived of email copies existing in an unopened state, that is, in temporary storage, or in a stored state on the ISP's server, that is, for backup purposes. Retained emails would be stored on the user's computer to be protected under laws that protect computer privacy, not communication privacy. This conception aligns with the view that only unread emails are covered by the SCA. These days, however, people retain emails by not deleting them from their email provider's servers, and emails in this state are precisely what the SCA does not address. Congress has discussed updating the SCA, and that may indeed be the right move. Although there are other laws that apply to accessing emails without authorization, those laws are either not uniform across the country or are not uniformly applied, or both. Those laws also do not target email communication, while the SCA does. If the SCA is to protect email communication effectively, it must be brought up to date with current email technology and practices. I'm Jay Kaysen.